Atlantic Challenge Canada will be participating in the International Contest of Seamanship in Maine this July and are still looking for a few more young people to join the crew. The Midland-based group is a youth development program that teaches rowing, rope and sailing skills on its historic wooden longboats. The focus of the program is all about developing youth and giving them an experience they are not going to get anywhere else, says Scott Wagg, chairman. Last summer was a rebuilding year for the program after a three-year hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Savannah Promain, 15, of Penetanguishene, joined the crew last year, after her mother spotted an article in Midland Today and thought Savannah would enjoy it. "We took the boat out and learned different rowing techniques like going forward and backwards to commands," says the grade 9 Georgian Bay District Secondary School student. "I like the rowing because it is fun and a good workout that isn't too hard," she says. "I like the sailing because we go a lot faster and it's relaxing when the wind is in my hair and I get to take in the scenery," Promain adds. More youth, ages 14 and up, are welcome to join the Atlantic Challenge Canada program. It runs every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. from the Bayport Yachting Center. It starts in June and runs through to the end of August. Every other summer, the group takes part in an international, friendly competition. They are typically held in Europe, but this summer it's being held in Belfast, ME, July 21 to 28. "We are specifically looking for crew to go to Maine, but we have the boats here to use all summer too," says Wagg. "It's an experience like no other, particularly the international side. It's meeting people from everywhere around the world and making lifelong friends. No experience is necessary. We've had rowers and sailors who have had experience and we've also had people with no experience, who have excelled as much or more than people who have experience," Wagg says. And it's not uncommon for Atlantic Challenge Canada alumni to get into sailing and eventually buy their own boat, Wagg says. Promain is looking forward to another season on the water, learning more about sailing and rowing, and the international challenge. "I am looking forward to the competition in Maine. It will be a fun adventure and I am really looking forward to meeting new people from around the world," she says. There will be 6 to 8 boats in the competition representing 10 to 12 countries. So far, the club has 6 youth going to the competition but would like to take 10, who are at least 15 years of age, by the competition date. Because the event is a drivable distance, Wagg and his team will be towing Tenacity to the competition and will partner with another group to have a full crew of 15 to 20 people. "Our plan is having a joint crew with Denmark," says Wagg. Participants will be able to show off their rowing, rope and sailing skills learned from their home clubs. There is several events over the week: a rowing event, sailing event, navigation, rope work, a slalom event, said Wagg. "It's a unique opportunity," says Wagg, and hopefully gets youth interested in the history and future of watercraft. For more information, go to the website atlanticchallenge.ca or call Scott Wagg at 705-345-4345.